War was seen as a communal, unifying experience that focused the public's mind on the common good and whose passions and discipline could be harnessed to socially useful ends. Today, the modern left is in many ways openly anti-war and avowedly pacifist, but liberals still yearn nostalgically for the unifying experiences of the labor and civil rights movements. The language is obviously nicer, and the intent is objectively nicer, too. But at the most substantive level, the politics of meaning stands on Mussolini's shoulders. As for racism, there's a great deal of racism, or perhaps a more fair word would be racialism in liberalism today. The state counts people of color in different ways from how it counts white people. Further to the left, racial essentialism lies at the core of countless ideological projects. Anti-Semitism, too, is more prominent on the left today than at any time in recent memory. Obviously, this is not the same kind of racism or anti-Semitism that Nazis subscribe to. But again, Nazi racism does not define fascism. Moreover, Nazi racism, quite in sync with progressive racism, let us remember, was an expression of a deeper impulse to define the individual by his relationship to the collective. Let me anticipate one last criticism. Some will say that Hillary Clinton's politics of meaning is old hat. Clinton hasn't mentioned the phrase in years, swept under the rug by political expediency, like the memory of her disastrous health care plan. This would be a more salient critique if my aim was to offer anti-Clinton talking points for the 2008 presidential campaign, but that's not my concern. What I find interesting about Clinton is her ability to illuminate the continuity of liberal thought. If what liberals thought and did in the 1920s is relevant today, as I believe it is, then surely what liberals thought and did in the 1990s is relevant as well. Moreover, there is no evidence that she's been chastened ideologically. In her 1996 book, It Takes a Village, Clinton hardly backed off her radical views on children, even though those views were a political liability in 1992. She did, however, repackage her message in more palatable ways, thanks to the help of a ghostwriter. Lastly, Clinton's politics of meaning was arguably the most interesting and serious expression of liberalism in the 1990s, delivered at the apex of liberal optimism. Since Bush's election and the 9/11 attacks, liberalism has been largely reactive, defined by its anti-Bush passions more than anything else. Hence, it seems worthwhile to investigate what liberals were saying when they were dancing to their own tune. In April 1993, Clinton delivered a commencement address to the University of Texas at Austin, in which she declared, "We need a new politics of meaning. We need a new ethos of individual responsibility and caring."